Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tommy Tucker. I'll be your pilot until 10 o'clock. I think we got Newell Norman coming in at some point to co-pilot as well. And here the story in the news about the snowplows coming from Indiana. And I looked it up on Google Maps, and it's about, I think, 14 hours. And this generally speaking, right, because you got, you know, I don't know what part of Indiana, but Indiana to New Orleans is about 14 hours. But that's from Google Maps, the same Google Maps that guided me from New Orleans to Ruston, Louisiana, and I followed everything they told me to do. And when I saw the Welcome to Arkansas sign, I freaked out, because if you have a map in front of you, you'll see that Arkansas is not between here and Ruston. Anyway, with that being said, where you are is pretty much where you're going to be until Thursday because of the snow accumulation and the roads and so forth. We talked to Mike Cooper, St. Tammany Parish, Scott Adams, the Chief of Staff for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. The governor had a press conference this afternoon, and we're going to replay that for you in later on this hour, because they had a lot of information in that. And I got to tell you what, I would ask you to text me or call me at 504-260-1870. And what grade would you give public officials on the handling of all of this? Because it's easy to criticize the government for this or that public agency for that. But I got to tell you, I think everybody was on top of the game, from the National Weather Service all the way to the state officials. We did the snow plows in place. The city had to get them from Indianapolis. But, you know, what do you want them to do? Get them ahead of time? If they get them ahead of time, then they don't need them. Then everybody jumps on the city for paying for snow plows they didn't need. If they don't get them and they need them, well, then you got to get them like they did from Indiana. So I don't know how you make that call. I guess I don't know enough about it. But I would like to know what you think. 504-260-1870. Todd Fontenot joins us now, LSU Ag Center area agent for crawfish production. Our friend, we've spoken to him in the morning before. How you doing, Todd?
I'm pretty good. And you?
I'm all right. Where do we find you this evening? Where are you, Baton Rouge or where?
Oh, no. I'm at home. I live just north of Eunice, in the very southern part of Evangeline Parish.
Tell me what kind, man, I love that accent. You know that. Tell me about what kind of day y'all had up there today.
Oh, it was different. about anywhere different, different areas, you know. But we had about between 7 and 8 inches of snow today here at my home, and most of this area, from what I'm seeing people posting on Facebook and talking to people, you know, anywhere from, looks like 6 to 8 or 10 inches of snow.
For people that don't know where Eunice is, tell them.
Eunice is right off of Highway 190, which Highway 190 runs parallel with I-10. And so Eunice is due north of Crowley. So it's kind of halfway between Baton Rouge and Lake Charles.
That is really crawfish country. And we're going to talk about crawfish in a minute. But look, everybody's got a story. And I'm just going to button your personal business here for a little bit and talk about how you and your family spent the day today. Todd, did you have to work, or were you able to get out and play with them? You got kids, grandkids? What did y'all do?
Well, we were officially off of work from LSU Ag Center. We had today off due to, mm-hmm. to the weather, but we have a family farm here still, and we still raise cattle, mm-hmm. some cattle. So we played in the, my two daughters that are still home are 18 and 19, and I have two older sons that are, one's in the Army in Kansas, and one works in the oil field. But so we played in the snow a little bit, and the dogs awesome. Ran around and had fun.
I think that's great.
And also had a baby calf born today, so that I actually just came in and trying to get it situated where it can stay warm. So there's always something to do around a farm. That's kind of
is that very labor intensive? When I just always love to learn stuff, and it's the evening after a snowstorm, so we're just kind of shooting the breeze here. Is that like primarily the cow's issue, or do you have to get involved with that or not?
Well, no, everything went good. Fortunately, she delivered the calf normal, but it's just that this cold weather and little baby can't walk in the snow. Luckily, it was born under a barn, mm-hmm. but it can't follow her out into the snow. So we put it in another barn, and they're big animals. They're not pets, so they don't just respond to everything you want them to do immediately. So, you know, this cold weather, it's rough on livestock, but you have to take extra care with them also with these very cold conditions, just like pets.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be dumb because, you know, I don't have to try to be dumb. Todd. But when a calf, when it's born, is the size of what? Like a German Shepherd or bigger than that or what?
Well, this calf was actually pretty big. He's most probably 60, 75 pounds.
Really?
So they do vary. 55 to 100 pounds. Depending on the size of the right. cow, the mother.
And at what point does this cow, the calf, do you name them or not?
No. These are raised for meat production, so we don't try to get too attached to them.
I wouldn't either.
But take care of them, you know?
Yeah, I understand. You got to do that.
Nobody, well taken care of.
Nobody wants to be cruel to an animal. That's not the point at all. Let's talk about crawfish.
No, sir.
What is this weather going to do with the crawfish crop, or is it going to affect it at all?
Well, it's definitely going to slow things down for, you know, at least throughout this week and maybe into the weekend. Our forecast for the weekend does look a lot better. Just as fast as our temperatures dropped, they're going to rise, it looks like, towards the weekend back into the 60s. So the crawfish are going to come around. I actually walked in a crawfish pond today to take some water temperatures, and the crawfish were in a trap. You know, I checked a couple of traps while I was in the pond, and they're just, as the temperature drops and gets so cold, they just start slowing down. They are cold-blooded, so naturally, as temperatures decrease, their metabolic activity slows down, so they just kind of hunker down and don't move. They don't feed. They're not attracted to bait. So it really reduces that. If you're trying to fish still, it really reduces your catch. So it just takes some time for the water to warm back up, and they're going to get active again and begin moving and attracted to the bait and eating and growing.
So
it's just, it is a setback.
So does this have will it have any long term effect, or just like a temporary kind of thing? It's just going to push it a little bit later.
In this case, it's a temporary setback. If you have very cold temperatures for an extended period of time, I'm talking, you know, week or longer, mm-hmm. then those conditions can cause some reductions. But something like we're having right now, this should just cause a slowdown. You know, we're still in the early part of the season. Mm-hmm. Some producers have not even started harvesting yet. So, you know, the catch is not where we want it to be yet. But for some people, it was moving up in that direction. But this will just be a setback, like I said. And hopefully next week, if temperatures are, again, you know, in the mid-60s of the high, you know, they ought to start seeing their catch rebound.
That's right, where you're supposed to be next Thursday.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yunus supposed to have a high of 64 degrees, but tonight, you know, it's 25 in Yunus right now. I don't have to tell you that. I don't have to tell that baby cow that either. But it's going to go down to like 16 and 15 by 5 a.m. and 10 degrees. Can a crawfish pond freeze over or not?
Well, they can, but water does, you know, water does take longer to change the temperature than the air temperature. So, for example, this afternoon around noon, we were around 24 degrees air temperature. But the water at the bottom of the crawfish pond was still around 35 to 36. So, you know, quite a bit of difference. Now, it will get colder, but it takes longer. Then again, it takes a little longer for it to heat back up because it doesn't adapt or change as fast as air temperature. So, you know, but you can get some ice. But today, even at 24 degrees, there was very little ice over the crawfish ponds.
Not even on the surface, just a little bitty bit.
Just a little bit, almost more like a little slush on top.
Yeah. So you didn't do any skating or anything, right?
Oh, no. There was nothing. I walked right through it, and it was not even really, just a few places that had a little film of ice.
So,
and the wind action, that water keeps kind of moving.
Right.
So it takes a very, very long extended freeze for those ponds to actually really freeze over.
Todd, I know you had a busy day. Thanks for taking some time out of it
and sharing
a little bit of your life with us. We always like to learn stuff. So when it comes to this season, snow aside and everything else, when can we really expect some crawfish to start hitting the market?
Well, a lot of places are open earlier than normal, even way earlier than last year. Here in our area, most restaurants are now already serving crawfish, which is pretty early, you know, still in January. A lot of these little boiling spots, these little pickup, where you just drive through and pick up crawfish, they've started in the last week or two. So, you know, crawfish is pretty much available if you know, they're still a little high, the price is a bit high. But for the most part, they're available. But as we get into February, And to mid-February, I think we're going to see them really available. And, you know, hopefully Mother Nature has a lot of effect on what happens to us. But, you know, if we don't have another big weather event like this, I think by, you know, mid-February, you're going to be seeing a lot more crawfish on the market.
Sound good to me. Thank you, Todd. You have a good evening
and
be warm in Yunus, all right?
You too.
Pleasure as always.
We're going to try.
You bet. Todd Fontenot, LSU Ag Center area agent for crawfish production and a new calf born today. That's something, huh? 7:20, we'll take a break, come back, talk with Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Hope Parish, get a storm update. And we'll also replay the governor's press conference for you because they had some valuable information. I think that was on around 2 o'clock, 2:30 today. I was taking a nap in the office. 504-260-1870. Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours about this once-in-a-lifetime snow day that we had today. Tommy Tucker, our snow coverage continues here on WWL. Tommy Tucker taking the snaps, and Robbie Miller joins us now, president of Tangipahoa Parish. How you doing, Robbie?
Hey, doing great, Tommy. Y'all doing okay, buddy?
We doing all right. Yeah, is it Tangipahoa, Tangipahoa?
It's either way. Old-timers and new-timers say it both ways, so we don't argue about it. We just know who we are, and you can call us either way you want.
You the president of parish. I'm going to call it how you tell me to call it. Tell me what you want me to say.
I say Tangipahoa.
Tangipahoa. All right, we're going to leave the A off.
Yeah.
What kind of day was it in Tangipahoa parish today? What's the situation now?
For the most part, you know, cold and snow was beautiful. It was pretty calm. Few accidents here and there. People on the road. Obviously we want people to stay off the road, but if you had to go somewhere, do it slow and moderately and you'd be okay. Some folks went a little too fast and had some issues. Matter of fact, caused a pretty substantial power outage on the north end, Ameet area.
Robbie, let me stop you for a second and say that again, because, man, I had a conversation with the lady from CLECO about this, and I heard somebody say it earlier on WWL, and you don't need to be driving around. It's dangerous, and not only could you get in an accident, but you can screw people that are not doing anything wrong. They're just sitting in their home doing what they're supposed to be doing, and what happened? Go ahead and tell me.
And a person ran off the road, took out a power line, pretty significant transmission line, so a large portion of Ameet was out. They're bringing it back on right now. Thankfully, it's been, 7:30, so probably somewhere in a 3 or 4 hour time frame, which puts, you know, those Entergy guys at risk working this cold weather, the person who got in the wreck, you know, hopefully they're okay. And look, we get that sometimes you have to go do something, but look at the conditions, drive slow. Most roads have been driven on, driving the same path. But best thing, if it's not a must, and I don't know what those musts have to be, but, you know, stay home. And if you're sightseeing, if you want to see what the snow looks like, it's absolutely gorgeous. We believe it. I think it is. Just look around your neighborhood. Take a walk.
Exactly.
You don't have to go drive anywhere because it looks exactly like that everywhere in the parish. So, and everybody's posting pictures, so later you can go back and watch, look at social media and see every section of the parish you want to see.
I've been, trying to get that message across, and if you want to see something, just walk. You don't have to drive anywhere because, where you are pretty much in Tangipahoa Parish tonight is where you're going to be until what, tomorrow night pretty much?
Probably so. We think, tomorrow, obviously the snow is finished. It finished a little bit earlier today. So now it's, as people do try and get out, and we're still trying to make our efforts, see if we can get some salt to help melt it, and DOT doing some brine releases to try and, melt it away a little sooner. We may be moving around by tomorrow afternoon. We're starting to see some pretty normal movement. If people would just drive slower too whenever they go, we can handle a little bit more traffic, but we just need to make sure that we don't get too carried away, because it's single lane driving for the most part. It's not a lot different than rain. It's just every now and you hit something that kind of gives you a little wobble, and so you need to be ready for it, and we're not. It's nobody's fault. We don't do this.
I'm gonna tell you what, Robbie, I think every public official that I've spoken to, including you, I think you guys were on top of this from the beginning of it, and I think that it all goes to planning. Tell me a little bit about the preparation that you guys went through in Tangipahoa Parish to make sure that you were ready for this.
Well, I can tell you the first thing was I got to give credit to the West Weather Service and Jay Grimes at GOSEP, weather forecaster there for GOSEP, dead on the money. Everything they said this time was almost to the hour of when the snow was going to get here, what the temps were going to be, what kind of snow it was going to do. There was going to be, soft and flaky snow, and it was going to fall off the trees. It was going to fall off the power lines. It shouldn't do anything other than affect the roads. Told us it was going to be here roughly 6 a.m. this morning, and it was. Everything about it. So that gave us, exactly what to prepare for, and it worked out. Our guys went out about midnight on Monday night, Tuesday morning, and started salting our overpasses and bridges throughout the whole parish. DOT had been doing it with brine, salt water, during the day Monday. So between DOT and us, we got almost every road. We got them all done once, and some of them were done a couple of times before the snow hit. So we're in pretty good shape from that perspective. But where the snow accumulated, there's not a lot we can do about that, right? That's, you know, between there's Paris roads. There's like 1,200 miles of Paris roads. Well, there's no way we're gonna, you know, we can't salt the whole road. We can't push the whole road. We can't even move the snow till it stops, basically. So and we don't have equipment to push it, right? We don't have snow plows. Mm-hmm. So we have to count on Mother Nature and the good Lord to heat us up so that our snow goes away.
We got to go. I'm going to play Governor's press conference for people in a couple of minutes here. Quick question, though. Did you, Charles, Robert, Tony, Anna, and Mason get out and play in that snow or not?
Separately, everybody played in it. I walked in a little bit, but they played in it. Our two grandbabies, Judah and Maisie. Maisie, she's only 2 months old. Mm-hmm. Judah's not a big fan. He likes snowballs being thrown out a window that he was sitting in, but he wasn't a big fan of being in it.
He got the got the most sense of anybody in the family. Thank you, Robbie. A pleasure.
You got
man.
It.
Take it easy and stay warm in Tangible Hope Parish. Robbie Miller, President.
All y'all need us. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Come back. You'll hear the governor's press conference, and you pick up some valuable tidbits when we return on WWL.